I believe there is. You know, it's very common for people to say, of course, there's no time in heaven. People will cite in support of that the idea that the Lord, a day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day. But notice it says, with the Lord. He's the creator. He's the infinite one who exists outside of time and space. But we exist by our very nature inside of time and space. We do not become infinite when we die. We will not be infinite in the resurrection. We will be located in a certain place. And I think time is the air that we breathe as creatures. Now, we have begun to think of time in this world as something negative because of the curse and because of death and suffering and things are going to go wrong and, you know, things sometimes get worse and not better, all that. But time will not be our enemy, you know, when we're with the Lord. What is time? It's just succession of moments. And you see this very clearly. For instance, the martyrs in Revelation 6 are talking to the Lord and they're saying, how long, O Lord? Well, first of all, there's a clue. How long? Well, that's a time-related question. How long, O Lord, before you bring judgment on the people who murdered us on the earth? And then the Lord says to them, you must wait a little longer, basically until the last of the martyrs has died. Well, that's very clear. You must wait a little longer. You have people in heaven who are saying how long, and Christ is saying back to them, you must wait a little longer. And the definitive proof is in Revelation 8:1, where it says there was silence in heaven for half an hour. And we know on the new earth there will be time because it talks about the tree of life will be bearing a new fruit every month. And that's the month is a measurement of time. So I think scripture is very clear on the fact that there is such a thing as time. So I think our loved ones who've gone to be with the Lord in the succession of moments, they talk with him, and talking with him in his presence, I guess, is really the same as praying to him. What is prayer but, you know, talking with God? I'm sure that they're meeting people, they're having experiences. When they sing, there is a beginning, a middle, and an end to the song. That's time.